I'd like to direct your attention to our scripture lesson for tonight as we inaugurate a new sermon series out of the Gospel of Mark, a series that I've entitled Repent and Believe. It is short and to the point because Jesus is short and to the point as he comes to preach the gospel. Our text for this evening is Mark chapter 1, verses 14 and 15 only. I'd like to invite you to turn with me in your Bibles or take a pew Bible, and I'll invite you to stand for the reading of God's Word. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled. And the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." Lord Jesus, I ask that you would help us to hear your words with fresh ears, that we might indeed be obedient, that we might repent, that we might believe. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. That's not what he really meant, is it? Of course, he meant something. He said something important. I grant you that much, but he didn't mean it that way. The time is fulfilled. It sounds so immediate. It sounds like Jesus is talking about right now. Jesus isn't one of those street corner preachers, is he? He would never be that pushy with the gospel. Jesus didn't mean to sound so urgent in his preaching, did he? There's too much finality in those words. I'm sure there's a lot of time. I'm sure there's always just a little bit more time. What he meant to say, what he was trying to say, was that the timing couldn't be better. God's timing is always perfect. God always intervenes just when we need him. God shows up when I need him the most. Yes, the time is fulfilled. And aren't we glad? I'm glad I can get to this kingdom when I have time. But what if Jesus did mean right now? What if his immediacy is to capture my attention because I am in danger? What if his urgency was really a call to safety because the threat of sin is real and my life is in danger? Could that be what he meant? The kingdom of God is at hand. It sounds so proximate. It makes it sound like the kingdom of God is pressing in on all sides, laying claim to my life. That's not what he really meant, is it? What he meant to say is that the kingdom of God is a wonderful ideal. It's a vision for what could be. The kingdom is like a fixed point somewhere out there, somewhere on the horizon, out in the distance. It's a place that we're slowly making our way toward. The kingdom is like the North Star, helps to guide us. It's a realm out there. And I'm comforted to know that it's out there. but it's out there. But what if Jesus was not proclaiming a realm somewhere out there, but a reign somewhere in here? What if the kingdom of God is the reign of a king that has come with Jesus and his presence, and the presence of the kingdom is a reality that really is laying a claim on my life? What if the kingdom of God is something I must contend with now? What if it's pressing in on my life even now, laying claim on me now, on all my life, every part, every day? Repent and believe in the gospel. It sounds so commanding. It sounds so direct. That's not what he really meant to say, is it? Jesus isn't so unyielding. He would never issue an ultimatum. What he meant to say is that life is really, really complicated, and there's a lot of things we need to take into consideration. What Jesus meant to say is, I'm wise, and life is a tangled mess, and I can help you to see your way through it if you just believe in me. I'll be your guide. I will lead you up and out of the fray and into something safer, something more comfortable. But what if Jesus knows me? What if he really knows me? What if he knows that my heart's desire is to not really listen to him at all? What if he knows that I am a sinner and that my thoughts are always and continually revolving around myself? What if he knows that I'm really obsessed with myself? What if he knows that my mind is darkened by sin and that I don't really know what I believe? What if he knows that there is one thing I am not confused about, that I do believe with all my heart that I am my own and that I belong to me, and that no one can take that from me? The time is fulfilled, Jesus said. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Yes. Yes. Jesus said this. And he probably meant it too. But I know that this really isn't about me. Jesus isn't talking to me right now. He is obviously talking to someone else. He is obviously talking to unbelievers. Jesus is preaching to the masses. He's an evangelist here. He's on mission. Jesus is trying to convert people who don't know anything about him. I'm familiar with the gospel. I've heard it preached before. I've heard it so many times. I heard the gospel in Sunday school when I was a kid. I heard it again when I went away to summer camp. I heard it on my youth group retreats. I even heard it on campus when I was a freshman. I've heard it before, and I hear it all the time. I've done all the repenting. I've done all the believing. I've done all this before. This repent and believe message is for those who really need it, for those who are really lost. It's really for those who have never heard before. You know who needs to hear the repent and believe message? My neighbor. They could really use it. I've heard them in the backyard. I've heard how they talk to their kids, how they treat them when they think no one is listening. My boss, he's the one who really needs to hear the gospel. His life is a mess. Twice divorced, alcoholic. His kids hate him. Things are really bad there. My kids, my parents, all these other people, they need the gospel. Not me. The gospel message isn't really for me, it's for the other. For the other guy. For that other couple. For that couple down the street. For that coworker down the hallway. For the person sitting over there at the other end of the pew. But not me. But what if Jesus is talking to me? What if he knows that I heard the gospel when I was a kid, that I asked Jesus into my heart and I promised to live for him, but I don't do it? What if he knows about my sin? What if he knows about my pride? What if he knows just how uncomfortable I am at the thought of admitting that I am not what others think I am? Doesn't he know how embarrassing that would be to go back to repentance and to belief, to go back to the weak and elementary principles of faith when I've spent so much time reading and learning? What if he knows just how cold my heart has grown? I don't know if I could admit that. I don't know if I could admit that to anyone. I don't know if I could admit that to him. What if this goes badly? What if I repent and believe and admit that I'm still in need and I turn to him? What if I do confess my sins and it's out there for everyone else to see? What if I end up losing something, losing anything? Losing everything. And what difference will it make anyway? At the end of the day, what will change? I can't see how anything will be different. I'm not sure if it's even really necessary. This could be a really, really bad idea. What am I to do? Jesus came into Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God, saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." And yes, Jesus is talking to me. Jesus is talking to you. He is commanding you to repent. He is commanding you to believe. He is calling us, men and women, young and old, believers and unbelievers alike. He is inviting us to receive the gospel because it is here in the gospel and only here where we will find life and hope and peace. It's where we live. It is here and only here where we will see Jesus. There's simply no other way. There is simply no other way to see him. There is no other way to have life. We must repent and believe again and again and again. The truth is, I am a sinner. The truth is, you are a sinner. We are sinners. Yet Jesus came. He came to us. He came proclaiming the good news of God to us. He came because he loves us. He came because his desire is to save us. He came because he wants us to be with him. And so Jesus says to us, repent. Repent of your sin. And believe in him. Lord Jesus, we want to hear you preach to us tonight and in the weeks to come. Jesus, we ask that you would call us to yourself, that you would come to us this Lenten season preaching the good news of the kingdom of God. And I pray, Lord, that you would give us the ears to hear. I pray, Lord, that you would allow us to receive your word, to receive the good news, that we might turn away from ourselves, away from the sin that besets us, away from our own heart's desire. Help us to turn to you. Help us to believe in you. Help us to love you. Pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.